If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church for Fall Revival 2015. Come and hear a powerful word of hope and restoration with guest speaker Dr. Mark Sharona from Church on the Living Edge of Longwood, Florida. Services will take place Thursday, October 22nd and Friday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. nightly. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.
And so Jesus says, you'll have what you say. But what he doesn't say, and this is where he leaves it to us, what he doesn't say is what forms what you say. If you don't deal with what motivates your speech, then you may speak something that God can't justify, that God can't give you. You have a crack house two doors down from you, and you say, God, you said I could have what I say. Burn that crack house down. And he doesn't do it. Well, then Mark 11:23 has not been fulfilled in your life. You said something, but it did not come to pass. Why? Because God is not burning crack houses down. He's saving crack addicts. Lord, get rid of my supervisor. I am so sick of this person. And God promotes them so that they are directly over you. Directly over you. Before, they were just in your area. Now they're in your face. You say, God, in the name of Jesus, I declare that they have to go. And God, now they come and they're directly dealing with you. God didn't give you what you said. Why? Because he has already given you instruction on how to represent him to somebody ungodly. I got a letter the other week from a member of our church who is a principal in the school district of Philadelphia, and they were having some struggles because of the fact that she's an African-American principal, a child of God, and the enemy's coming at her. And she said in the letter, she said all she heard as she confronted some of these things was my voice saying, the devil is a liar. And I prayed when I got that letter. I prayed for her, because the enemy doesn't want you to be successful. Now, here's why. Let me tell you why. Because he knows that when you're in poverty, that's a reflection on God. See, you didn't know that. When you are in poverty, when you are a beggar, that's a reflection. Listen. There is no way that my daughter would have to stand on the corner and beg for money. That my son would have to stand on the corner and beg for money, because they belong to me. Are you hearing me? So the devil says he keeps you unemployed, he keeps you defeated, he keeps you sick, and you keep saying those things. And so what happens? Words create realities. When Jesus says, say, you shall have whatever you say, that second say is prophetic. It means that you must see and then say what you see. So what is he saying? If you have no vision, your speech will be tainted. Successful people have vision of success. Now, most of us in here, baby boomers, 46 to 66, baby boomers, that 20-year period, baby boomers, most of us in here, we came up under parents who said negative things, but they didn't understand psychologically what they were doing. You get on my nerves. You make me sick. You ain't never going to be nothing. You're just like your father. You're going to kill me. And all of these things become a part of our mental bank. You know, they're in our hard drive. And then we pass them on to our children. You get on my nerves. You ain't going to be nothing. You're going to wind up in jail like the rest of the children. And so now everybody is stuck in a pattern of defeat because of something someone said. Nothing's been done, but something has been said. Why does God use speech to frame eternity? Your speech is not for your present. Your present situation is your present situation. You cannot change your present situation. You are in your present situation. But your present situation was the future of your past situation. And because your past lacked vision, your present stinks. But it does not have to mean that your future will stink. You can't do anything about your present. Your present was already written by your past. But your future is not written. You write your future by your mouth. Tell your neighbor, you have to break the pattern of failure. Now ask me, everybody ask me, how? I'm glad you asked that question. The pattern of failure is broken by speaking what's possible for the future. Now, here's a four-letter word that God is throwing before me, and so much so that he is sending me on two-day crusades throughout the Delaware Valley and probably further. And the key will be 2 days of health, hope, and healing. I said, I pastor a church. I don't want to leave the lamb and the sheep. But people need hope. And what good is hope if you don't have your And when you walk around sick, you need a There you go. And so we, the body of Christ, have been tasked with bringing hope. And hope starts here. This is where hope starts. That young child that enters into college in their freshman year, you never send them to school with these words. It's going to be tough. You're going to, oh, Lord, I'm telling you, when you get to statistics, let me tell you something. No, you send them with these words. You're going to be fine. You're going to own that semester. You're going to come out of there with the highest grade possible for you. Now, don't give them, you know, you're going to come out with perfect 4.0s because that's pressure. You say, you're coming out with the highest grade possible for you, and I know you can do it. What are you doing? You're giving them hope. And the Bible said faith is the substance of Lord have mercy. But what do we do? Oh, it's going to be tough. You're going to have to study hard every night. It depends on their learning abilities. There's some people that don't have to study all night. They can study for an hour and get it all. Don't limit people by your realities. Don't structure someone else's future because you don't have one. Don't hate on me because I want to be president of the United States and you don't want to leave Wendy's. Jesus says, you have what you say. Listen, saints of God, 730 Bethelites, listen to me. You've got to start turning your past around. You've got to make a new future, and it starts with speaking. And this isn't deeply spiritual. There's no devil to bind. In fact, when you speak what God says, you are resisting the devil. And the Bible says when you resist him, he will flee from you. Let me tell you something. All the Lord wants you to do is take a stand. Okay, let's look at this one. Matthew 15, 18, 19, because you need to understand the root. The root. You understand? Say root. Root. All right, you got to understand the root. You ever go pull out a dandelion at the top? What happens 3 weeks later? There's another dandelion. So what do the commercials say? It gets to the... All right, listen to this. It says in Matthew 15, 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. Listen to what Jesus is saying. Jesus says, out of your heart precedes your action. So we spend a great deal of time dealing with actions. In fact, our entire criminal justice program deals with actions. Our criminal justice system deals with punishment for actions, but they're not dealing with the roots. They're not dealing with the roots. Only God deals with roots. You see, many of you think you're counselors because you know some scriptures and you sit and talk to people. Legally, you're a biblical advisor because counselors are trained to get to the roots. The difference between a biblical advisor and a counselor is that a biblical advisor keeps putting powdered sugar on top of the waffle. Oh, come on, you can make it. Oh, don't let the devil bother you. Oh, come on, say the word of God. But a counselor says, what's in your batter? What's going on in that batter? Because you didn't turn narcissistic overnight. You didn't become, you know, you weren't schizophrenic when you were born. Something added that extra person. And all of them are not devils. Do you understand that you can develop an alter ego simply to protect your real self? Because you may have such a giving, caring heart that's been wounded so many times that your protector kicks in sometimes, and your protector is the one who goes out to defend you, and everybody judges you by your protector. Now, my protector shuts me down. He doesn't talk. He doesn't care for people. When I'm with Bishop Harley is very friendly. He loves people. He talks to people. And when we engage people, they always migrate to him. When I'm with Pastor Lupton, he loves people. Ministers flock to him. They talk to him. But when I'm with him, it's like I'm not there. Why? Because Ricky protects me. Ricky protects Eric. Darius says, my godson says, you got a mean face. That's Ricky's face. Ricky's face is saying, stay away from me. I don't trust you. I'm not going to let you hurt me. Now, after you get past Ricky, then Eric will do anything for you. But Ricky was developed. Ricky was developed through grade school. He was developed through junior high. He was developed through high school. He was developed on the streets. Every one of you has somebody to protect you. Now, chances are it's that person that's bringing you the problems that you're looking to resolve in counseling. But he don't show up in counseling. When you go to counseling, he goes to friendlies. And so the counselor is dealing with you, the nice one. You're sitting there crying, and you're sitting there hurting, and your Ricky's got a gun and a knife and a club over at Friendly's enjoying a banana split and comes back and picks you up when the session is over. So the person you have to engage later says, I thought you went to counseling. You say, I did. But Ricky is saying, no, I didn't. And so Jesus says, it's what's in that heart. How did you become that way? You were born with sinful capabilities, but you weren't born sinning.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 08515A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.